The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all of these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. As Catholics and as Christians, we believe that Jesus will come again in glory, not like his first coming as a baby in Bethlehem. And we call this the end of times. And we kind of like the disciples, we're always focused on the when, how, and where. What will happen? How will it happen? We want to see signs. And Jesus is telling us today, don't look for the external things. You make sure that you are prepared yourself for these end times. Whether it's the end of the world when Jesus returns in glory, whether it's the end of our life, or whether it's the end of a relationship, an end of a career, an end maybe we're moving from one place to another. We all go through experiencing endings, ending of different things. And Jesus tells us, just be prepared for those things. Be prepared to deal with those situations because they're always difficult. They're always hard because they're always letting go of something or someone that makes that experience hurtful and painful for us. So we have to be prepared. Don't try to forecast when will it happen, how will it happen, but just be prepared. Because the only thing that will last is Jesus Christ. He is the beginning and the end. He's the one who need to hang on to. So how do we prepare ourselves for these times? Well, the first thing is by knowing that it will happen, by not being caught in surprise when they happen to us. We all know that one day we're going to die, our life will come to an end. Are we prepared for that moment? Are we prepared when Jesus returns in glory? It could be any minute, any time. So not being caught off of guard helps us to be prepared for these things. Because a lot of times when these things happen and we are caught off guard, the way we react is that we become more defensive. We focus on ourselves. because we are in danger of losing something or someone. And we tend to kind of turn away from God, rather turn closer to God. Because a lot of times we blame God for it. I mean, one of the arguments today people use against, you know, believing in God is, well, look at the world, look at all those, wars going on, the divisions, the anger, the violence. Where is a God if you believe in a God that's all good? Where is he? Why doesn't he do something about it? But the thing is, they forget that Jesus told us that's what will happen. Jesus didn't tell us, oh, you're going to have a wonderful life if you become my disciple. You'll have no suffering anymore. Everything will come to you. You will live a great, wonderful life in this world. He never said that. We heard his words again this morning. There will be insurrections. There will be famine. There will be war. And it's been happening since the history of human race. And the reason it happens is not because God doesn't care about us or because God doesn't love us or because there is no God, but because, as the first reading reminded us, there are those who do evil things and those who do good things. See, God gives us free will, the freedom to make our choices. He shows us the right path. He tells us that's the kind of life you should live, a life of love, a life of service, of commitment, of sacrifice. But when we choose to live selfish lives, just focus on us and what's best for me, then bad things are going to happen to other people and sometimes to ourselves too. That's why these things happen today. He talks about, you know, earthquakes and about, you know, signs in the skies, because all of those things are going to change at the end. Nothing will last but Jesus Christ. So the first way we can be prepared, is to expect these things, to understand really what Jesus promises us. The other thing that Jesus, you know, helps us to understand so we can be prepared is, you know, when we think of the end times, if you watch movies, you know, from Hollywood, it always leads to total, complete destruction of everything, and maybe few people are saved, they save their lives, and either it's like the ice age again, or it's the whole world is a desert, that things are went to really backwards rather than moving forward. Our faith in the end times, when that happens, it's not going to be about destruction. It's about being a new birth to a new life, to a new world, to a new heavens, a new earth, a new universe. Because we believe that Jesus' end did not end up on the cross, but it ended with his resurrection, with renewing everything, renewing his own life. So as we move forward towards the end times, it's not a reason for us to be afraid, but to live in anticipation of this new world that God's going to create through this world. We're moving towards perfection, not towards annihilation. Not what the world tells us. The way we prepare ourselves to hope, to have that hope. That yes, we're going to let go of many things, of many people we care about. But there's a better world that's waiting for us. A world where Jesus Christ is present and we'll see him as he is. That's one way we prepare ourselves. To have a better understanding where we're going. Where we're headed. Another way to prepare ourselves, Jesus talks about, is by perseverance. Like I said, when we're dealing with difficult times, we turn away many times from God instead of turning closer to God. We stop praying instead of praying more. We stop asking for patience and perseverance because we're afraid. We live in fear. And Jesus tells us those times where you have to persevere in your faith. These are the times where your faith is being tested. Don't give in to the bad news. Remember, we're moving forward. We're moving towards a better world, a new creation. And every life or every death experience we go through, if we persevere and remain faithful, if we do what is good, what Jesus taught us to do, it will always lead us to a new life. That's the promise of Christ. That's what he showed us through his death and resurrection. but we have to persevere as he persevered even when he was crucified. So perseverance. But the type of perseverance he's calling us to is not a passive perseverance. It's not just sitting home and keep praying and hoping the storm will pass by, but to use those opportunities to give testimony to Christ. That's not how we also help others to get to know Jesus and to save their lives. It is during these times when we are persevering in our faith, we have to be pointing towards Jesus Christ. That's why I am at peace despite the storm I'm living in. That's why, yes, I'm approaching death, but I'm not afraid because I know there's a better world that waits for me. Yes, I know that the world will come to an end one day, but for that, a new world will be created, a much better world, a perfect world where there'll be no more pain or suffering, tears or death, but where we can live with God for all eternity in joy and peace. We have to give witness. We have to give testimony, but we cannot give testimony if we haven't experienced Christ in our own lives. If we don't share our own experiences, if we don't reflect on those difficult times for us when we went through them, where was God in all of this? How did I respond? Did I turn closer to God or I turned away from God? Was I living in fear or I was living in hope? And share those stories with others. Luke, you know, writes about those words that Jesus said to his community after these things happened. You know, the Gospel of Luke was written about 80 AD. In 70 AD, the Jerusalem temple was destroyed, the whole city was destroyed, and the people were forced into exile. Christians were being persecuted by the Romans. So he writes to them to give them hope, to remind them, Jesus told us that's what will happen to us, just like it happened to him. Persevere, remain in faith, and give testimony to Christ through your courage. Don't turn your back on God. Don't turn your back on your faith and go back to worshiping pagan gods. Remain steadfast. But we cannot give witness to God during those difficult times if we're not giving witness to God in the good times. It's much easier for us to witness to God in the good times. And that's what prepares us and helps us to be his witnesses when we're going through a difficult time. We're coming to a season that gives us many opportunities to give witness to God in our lives. Thanksgiving, that we gather together with family and friends. Do we give thanks and praise to God for our blessings? Or is it just about family gathering and, you know, connecting with family members and eating turkey and pie? Where is God in all of this? Maybe a simple prayer before our meal. Sometimes that's enough. Maybe to go around and have everyone share what they're thankful for this year and thank God for it. We're coming towards Christmas, the birth of Christ, his first coming. Is Jesus part of our celebration or we're into this month, our happy holidays? Well, this holiday has a name. It's Christmas. We don't say happy holiday on the 4th of July. We say happy 4th of July, happy Labor Day, happy Thanksgiving. Are we going to give witness by wishing one another Merry Christmas? Bringing Jesus into these things, offering prayers, thanking God for the greatest gift of all, the gift of his Son. There are simple ways that we can give witness to our faith in this world. It doesn't mean we have to stand on a corner street and, you know, preach the world is coming to an end. Repent. Let's bring God into our own celebrations, in our own daily lives now when we're blessed by good times. So when the difficult times come in, we can stand and persevere in our faith and give witness to Christ. It's all about what's coming, how we understand our life in the world. And Jesus gives us a new way of seeing the world. It's not about death and destruction, but it's about continuous birth, birth from one state to another. We're moving towards perfection so that one day we can be with God in heaven. This is the hope that Jesus offers us as we begin a new church year, as we end this year. It doesn't end with death, but it's a beginning for new life.